It is The Pink, Neil Atkinson, with Emma Sanders, Philippa Smallwood, Ali McGovern and John Gibbons to talk about Liverpool Women 1 versus Durham 1. And I'll go to you first and foremost, Emma. It was a hugely frustrating enterprise today. Liverpool, probably not the better side for the first 45 minutes, but they very much were for the second 45 and conceded the late goal against 10-person Durham.
Yeah, it's a good way to sum it up. They, you know, they took a while to get into the game, first half, an hour in particular. They were just really, really... safe, I think, is the best way to describe it. There was a lot of sort of passing backwards, and it was just tentativeness, really, which is understandable given the fact that obviously it's, you know, the first game back in the Championship, playing behind closed doors. They looked a little bit nervous, but as you say, you know, they grew into the game. Second half, they were definitely the better team, and it was just, it was a mentality block in the end. It was a moment of you know, lack of concentration, perhaps a little bit of complacency. And yeah, I mean, look, they haven't lost. It's a draw. It's the first tick into the in the box. And yeah, I guess they just have to pick themselves up and move on to the next game now.
John, it's a pick yourself up and move on situation, but it is. They picked themselves and moved on at half time. That's why it's frustrating. They weren't the better side first half. They were penned in, very physical from Durham. But they had been the better side second half, and complacency. Obviously, people say that about the goal they concede, but also they were just better in Durham's half, and they don't do anything with it, really. They don't create something of note as they should have done.
Yeah, I think, you know, when they watch the video back, they'll be disappointed with a few things. I didn't think they were great first half at all, but they get a goal out of nothing, and then it's almost a shame, in a way, when the goal comes, because I thought, you know, then half-time comes, and it looked like the, you know, Liverpool could have done with playing a bit longer. But second half, I thought they were good. I thought they played well. I thought they controlled the game. And maybe there's a few moments where they could have made something better of it, really. They were controlling. They were counting the attacking well. They were doing a lot of to Durham, what Durham were doing first half to Liverpool, making it hard, pressing high up the pitch and just getting in their faces a little bit more. Just sort of standing up to them a bit more and showing that. And I think there was a few times where they had good opportunities 4-on-4, 5-on-5, where they couldn't quite create... good enough sort of opportunity.
There's a lot of times on the way, like, they had four options and picked the fourth best.
Yeah. It seemed to be, but the passing wasn't quite as crisp. But then it was the first game back, do you know what I mean? And you've had a good pre-season, but this is a step up in terms of intensity. And, you know, we should be sat here talking about a decent half-full win, and that's the frustration, isn't it? We should be sat here thinking, well, they weren't great, but they've got off the mark, and they've come up against a good team, a strong team in every way, and they've got through it, and they've won, and that's the frustrating thing. We should be doing that post-match show, whereas instead we're going, you know, what could have been?